Paul Ramo back here at the Rivercrest Golf Course here in Montevideo, wrapping up the cross-country meet. Good cross-country meet for you, John. John Sherbs joins me, the head coach of the cross-country La Caprara Valley Dawson Boyd cross-country team.
Yeah, it was a good meet. It was, you know, first time running in cool weather, how you prepare yourself a little bit, which is good.
Yeah.
And I thought our kids handled it well. And plus, you get that monster, I talk about that hill. Hill's a tough hill, and you got to survive it, but you also got to handle it.
Yep. Yeah, the girls, all the girls complained about the hill, and it's more a mental thing, they said.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, like I said, our problem is we haven't raced here in 4 years.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah, because, okay. You know, last 2 years we've been, well, last year we were in Laverne, the year before it was rained out, back to Laverne. So these kids haven't seen the Monte course. So,
okay.
But it's still, you handle the course what you're given. And like I said, it's good to have a new challenge.
All right, let's talk about the girls first. They came in second, behind a very good Southwest Minnesota Christian team.
Yeah, that's a team that I had kind of said that would be a dark horse sleeper coming in. I thought with they returned everybody off their core, I figured they would be in the thick of things, and now they're starting to piece some things. And I thought we did some really good things, too. It's just we've got to find ourselves and believe in ourselves, and we're growing, and that's the biggest thing. We're growing up. You know, you're still having ninth grader, senior. You're growing, and it's that whole leadership role. So it's fun.
Talk about some of the girls' performances here tonight.
Oh, Annika got a chance of seeing something different.
Yep.
You know, she got to see the golf cart a lot clearer. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to hold on to that, but it's still good for her. Taylor, I thought, had a very good race through, and that hill kind of ate her alive. Annika Trigas had a great finish, and I like that. And Georgia Will had a really good attack mode in there. I thought that was good, and then Stitt was better than last week. She struggled a little bit last week, but I thought she looked better today. Josie was better also. I thought she did some nicer things too. And then also Rachel Lund. You know, our girls are growing, again, just figuring this out. And that's the biggest thing. We're trying to kind of learn as we go.
Yep. Rachel Lund, I'm guessing, would rather play golf than run?
Yes, I think her and Stender are both in that same boat. I told them they should be limited to 3 clubs and then run the course, do it that way. They'd be quick at that, and they don't agree with me.
All right. Let's talk about the boys. Another first place finish for the La Caprara Valley Dawson Boyd boys.
And the boys, you know, we knew it was kind of, we thought we should be fine. Marshall decided to change their lineup a little bit, and they decided to more of a pack run, try to work back as a pack. And with our front 3-4, it's pretty tough to do that because we can separate and go. And by the time their number one kid took off, it was pretty much out of reach. And, you know, you liked the way that the two took Griffin with them. That was the nice thing, is they took Griff out, and Griff hung on to that third spot, try to run away and hide a little bit, and that was good to see. And that was a very good performance, and that's what we got.
All right, talk about, you know, you guys went, the boys went 1-2-3.
Yes, 1-2-3, and I believe, and I didn't see the finish. I think Zeke won it, I believe, and then Mike was second, and then Griff was third. You know, that was, and then, you know, the other one that ran really well was Peyton Sterrer.
Had a
great finish there to really get himself in there, and, you know, and Mason picked up in that back spot, you know, then Colby, and then also Caden Allpress. I mean, it just, it's a nice mix. Someone's always picking up for someone. Yep,
good. All right, John. Well, I didn't realize you hadn't been here for 4 years. So I was trying to think about that when I was talking to you earlier. I said, I think I missed this last year. So.
Yep, no, we haven't. We ran a JV. We ran our JV on varsity because we went to Laverne on Thursday. That's why.
All right. I'll let you go. I know some of the kids are screaming, let's go to Duffy's. Let's go to Dairy Queen. How do you decide where you're going to go?
I want to get home. I mean, I'm getting old. It's just like you got to get home once in a while. So, no, we just try to stop where on the way and get something. You got to keep natives happy.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, John, for your time today.
Thank you for coming.
Head Coach John Sherbin, La Caprara Valley Dawson Boyd. That wraps up our cross-country coverage for the Montevideo Golf Course here today. And thanks, everybody. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. And we'll turn it back to you at the station.